This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And welcome back. Still a lot to talk about today. By the way, we were talking about the rail derailment in the last hour, and Congressman Ro Khanna, who has not yet announced that he's running for the United States Senate from California. We'll see if he does. I would love to see Ro Khanna in the race. But anyhow, he joined Progressive Democratic Representative Chris DeLuzio of Pennsylvania. Ro Khanna represents California, or the Silicon Valley area of California, in the House, to put into place the Decreasing Emergency Railroad Accident Instances Locally Act, the DERAIL Act, reclassifying what is, a highly hazardous cargo on a plane, on a train, excuse me, the goal, of course, being to increase safety. There's been a new release of revelations from Fox so-called News by the Dominion Voting Systems Company. The first revelation came along when they filed their lawsuit and Fox News challenged it, and so they had to provide documentation to say, no, this is actually a legitimate claim that we have, and it really should be heard by a court. And so they submitted a bunch of evidence, and that included, these conversations, these back channel conversations among Fox News hosts, particularly Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson, and Laura, what's her name? And in some cases, even Jay Wallace, the president of Fox News, and whatnot. And the argument, or the weirdness, was that all of these hosts were saying to each other in private, in text messages and in email messages, we know that Trump lost the election. We know that Trump and Rudy Giuliani are lying. We know that Sidney, what's her name, the lawyer, Powell, that's right, Sidney Powell, the lawyer, is just lying through her teeth and probably nuts. Her sole source, Sidney Powell's sole source for claiming the election was stolen, was a letter that a woman wrote in which she claimed that she knew the election was stolen because she was psychic. And she talked to dead people. The Fox News hosts knew this. And they're calling her a whack job, and they're saying, Trump needs to shut the F up, And then the word came down from Rupert Murdoch and friends, and this is just, in the days after the election, that Newsmax was going to embrace Trump's stolen election theory, and if Fox doesn't do the same, we're going to start losing viewers, they're going to go to Newsmax. And this could alter the profitability of the network. Well, now what we're learning, now there's been a second release of documents, this was yesterday, a second release of documents, and the second release of documents is from the senior management at Fox News. The president of Fox News, for example, Jay Wallace, two weeks after the election, said, and I quote, "The North Koreans do a more nuanced show than Lou Dobbs." Lou Dobbs is no longer with the network, by the way, but he was one of the main people out there, promoting what turned into January 6th. And then Chairman Rupert Murdoch said, these theories are, quote, crazy. But then Rupert Murdoch, this is from yesterday's revelations, Rupert Murdoch instructed the president of Fox News to help Trump, quote, any way we can. This was on November 16th. Murdoch also emailed Fox News President Suzanne Scott with a warning about Newsmax. He wrote, "These people should be watched if skeptically. Trump will concede eventually." Now, this is before January 6th, keep in mind. "Trump will concede eventually, and we should concentrate on Georgia, helping any way we can." Now, this is what he's talking about there is the upcoming Georgia election, where John Ossoff and Reverend Warnock were elected, against two Republicans. He said, "We should concentrate on Georgia, helping any way we can. We don't want to antagonize Trump further, but Giuliani taken with a large grain of salt, everything at stake here." In other words, keep spinning the lies here, and don't worry about Trump, because he's going to give in. Well, he didn't give in. Instead, he led an attack against the United States Capitol and an effort to assassinate the Vice President of the United States and the Speaker of the House. And then you've got these Jackie Heinrich. This was on November 12th, on the night of November 12th. There was a group chat between Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity, and Laura Ingraham. And what had happened was, earlier that day, Jackie Heinrich, who is a reporter on Fox News, Trump had tweeted that Dominion voting systems hacked the election. And she responded to his tweet, a Fox News reporter, with a tweet that said, and I quote, "There is no evidence that any voting system deleted or lost votes, changed votes, or in any way was compromised." And she was right. There to this day, there's no evidence of that, at least in the last elections. So Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity, and Laura Ingraham get together to talk about this. And Tucker Carlson says, "Please get her fired. Seriously, what the F? I'm actually shocked. It needs to stop immediately, like tonight. It's measurably hurting the company. The stock price is down. Not a joke." Now think about that for a minute. A host on a major network that claims to be a news site saying that when one of their reporters tells the truth, it's hurting the stock price of their company. What does this say Fox News is in the mind of Tucker Carlson? When Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell did their deranged press conference, Murdoch sent an email saying this is really crazy stuff and damaging. And yet, Fox went with it. Carried it, didn't criticize it. The three hosts, the three primetime hosts, Laura, Sean, and Doughboy Tucker, it's all good. Meanwhile, Carlson on November 18th writes to Laura Ingraham, "Sidney Powell is lying, by the way. I caught her. It's insane." Ingraham replies, "Sidney is a complete nut. No one will work with her. Ditto with Rudy." "Our viewers are good people," Carlson replies, "and they believe it." Well, yeah, they do believe it. And so Murdoch texts the president of the network, and he says, "Terrible stuff, damaging everybody, I fear." But they kept up the lies. It's just absolutely breathtaking. And then we find the real bombshell that came out yesterday. And that is that, and this literally just came out yesterday. And that is that Fox News management, in this case, it was a member of the board of directors, Paul Ryan, told Rupert Murdoch and Lachlan Murdoch, quote, "These conspiracy theories are baseless. Fox News should not be spreading conspiracy theories." But instead, what happened was we discovered that Rupert Murdoch himself, the CEO of the company, or the chairman of the board of the company, gave the Trump White House advisor and son-in-law, Jared Kushner, quote, "confidential information about Biden's ads along with debate strategy." Now, you'll recall, back 6 years ago, when Donna Brazile was with was CNN, she gave a couple of the questions that they were going to ask during the debate between Trump and Hillary, apparently to a Democrat, and it got back to Hillary's campaign, and Donna Brazile lost her job over this. And the Republicans lost their, you know what? I mean, they just went totally nuts. Oh my God. Well, is anybody losing their job over at Fox News over this? No. Of course not. This is, as Rupert described it, quote, "My friend Jared Kushner called me saying this is terrible, and I could hear Trump's voice in the background shouting." This is when he provided Kushner with the ad and the inside skinny that they had on Joe Biden's debate preparations before the debate. And Kushner is calling Rupert Murdoch himself to get inside information about the Biden campaign. And in the background, Donald Trump is yelling. And nothing's happening? I'm just, just amazed. Six bombshells from new evidence of the Fox News defamation. Up next, Scott Adams is complaining about cancel culture. No, I don't think so.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
As Dino Badala says, it's consequence culture, not cancel culture. I'll tell you about that in a second.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, C-A-P-T-E-R-R-A.com. Capterra.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Ooh, welcome back. Picking up your calls, Mark in Portland. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. You know, that you were mentioning before about the student loan debt that's being challenged by the Republican lawyers across many states. I mean, there's one central question that this affects both this case and the other case revolving the birth control pill or the abortion pill that's going to be challenged in court also. What is the injury? You know, that is the basic tenet question. And I think in terms of the litmus test of who is being injured by this is really critical in terms of, because A, Republican lawyers, are they really being injured, or who are they representing that's being injured by challenging Biden's student loan forgiveness?
That's a good question. What is the tort here? What if that, do you have any idea what the injury is that they're claiming as the basis for their lawsuit? I don't.
I have no idea. I mean, it's never been explicit. I mean, and the same with the birth control or the abortion pill.
Yeah, the abortion pill.
Because it's been on the market for 20 years, has there been any case study that this has been adversarial to women?
There's a massive body of evidence that suggests that more people die every year in the United States as a percentage of people who take the drug from Tylenol than die or are injured by mifepristone. It's actually safer than Tylenol. Now that said, I mean, Tylenol is not the safest over-the-counter drug out there. If you mix it with alcohol, you do serious damage to your liver. But mifepristone has a great track record. Great question, Mark. I don't know the answer. If anybody does, please give us a shout. Mark, thank you for that. MAGA, by the way, and I'll get back to your calls in a minute or two here, but I passed over a story that I was going to share with you. And that has to do with Scott Adams, the guy who created the Dilbert comics. I always enjoyed reading Dilbert. I mean, you know, Scott Adams has got a dry wit to him. But apparently we've known for some time that he was a little weird, or at least for a couple of years, 3 years. Back in 2020, he had a TV show. It was an animated primetime TV series called Dilbert. And when the network, UPN was the network, when they canceled the show because of low ratings, by the way, Scott tweeted, quote, "I lost my TV show for being white when UPN decided it would focus on an African-American audience. That is the third job I lost for being white." And in reality, as I said, you know, the show was canceled because it had crappy ratings. But Scott Adams went on this rant last Wednesday on his YouTube show, Real Coffee with Scott Adams. And I think that, you know, the depth, the dimensionality of what he said has not been adequately reported in the media. And I just wanted to share it with you. And Dean Obadala is my colleague, my colleague at SiriusXM. We're often on each other's shows. He's on the Sirius Channel 127 here, the one I'm on right now, the Progress Channel. He's on in the evening from 6 to 9 p.m., as I recall, Eastern Time. And there was this poll done by Rasmussen. Now, Rasmussen is the MAGA-aligned, Trump-aligned Republican polling organization, and they did a poll asking black people if they agreed with the statement, "It's okay to be white." Now, a lot of black people immediately recognized that as a slogan from the white racists. This has been a slogan from the neo-Nazis and white supremacists in the United States for about two decades. It's okay to be white. It's literally a meme, a trope, it's something that they use to troll people of color with. And so many of the black Americans that Rasmussen surveyed said, "No, I don't agree with that. That's a racist statement." But 53% agreed. Well, Scott Adams went nuts discovering that 47% of African Americans didn't agree with the statement, "It's okay to be white." And he goes on YouTube and he says, "If nearly half of all blacks are not okay with white people," which, by the way, is not what they said, he says, "that's a hate group. I don't want to have anything to do with them." Oh, black Americans are a hate group. How about that? Fascinating. He then goes on to say, "I don't think it makes any sense as a white citizen of America to try to help black citizens anymore. There's no longer a rational impulse. So I'm going to back off on being helpful to black Americans because it doesn't seem like it pays off." And then he goes on to say, "We need segregation now, segregation then, segregation forever," whatever George Wallace's famous saying is. He says, and I quote, "I would say, based on the current way things are going, the best advice I would give to white people is get the hell away from black people. Just get the F away, because there is no fixing this." He went on to say, I'm really sick of seeing video after video of black Americans beating up non-black Americans. He said, I see it every damn day, some black person beating the crap out of some white person. Really? This, again, is the kind of stuff, excrement, that comes out of these neo-Nazi platforms. The reality is most of the crimes against white people in America are committed by white people. Most of the crimes against black people in America are committed by black people. And black people do not disproportionately target white people any more than, well, actually the other way around, actually, white people do target black people. But, you know, Scott, this is what he was ranting about. And now that he has been canceled from hundreds of newspapers across the country, including ours here in Oregon, the Oregonian, and good on them, now he's claiming that he's the victim of cancel culture. And I just want to be on the record agreeing with my buddy Dean Obidala. This is not cancel culture. This is accountability culture. Scott Adams is being held accountable for his racist remarks. It's just that simple. And to have anybody, and by the way, he's whining about his loss of income. The guy's worth $75 million. I mean, maybe it's time to just retire. Go live on a cruise ship. Get the hell away from the rest of us. It's 27 minutes past. Yeah, let me know what ship you're on so I can avoid it. 27 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with your calls on the other side of this break.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You can have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. That's 800-307-0603.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581.
The Shah 101 FM.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. Louise and I get one great night's sleep after another thanks to our Cozy Earth bedding. These are the softest sheets you'll ever find. Seriously, if you can imagine silk and cotton combined, these are the best sheets ever. Cozy Earth was founded to help transform lives by offering the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding in the world. And they do. Cozy Earth uses only luxury materials such as the finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. No wonder Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's favorite things 5 years in a row. And Cozy Earth bedding, which comes in six awesome colors, is super soft, lightweight, and temperature regulating, so you sleep more comfortably year-round. Whether it's their luxury sheets, loungewear, pajamas, or plush bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. Plus, Cozy Earth bedding comes in a beautiful reusable canvas tote. So get cozy now. Hurry, you can save 35% on Cozy Earth. I can get you that discount. Go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code, Tom, T-H-O-M, and you will save 35% on everything on the website. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com. And welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls on the issues of the day. Dan in Madison, Wisconsin. Hey, Dan, what's on your mind today?
The lady that called about the electric cars kind of got me my mind working. Tell her that if she's still listening, 2024 Corvette will have a hybrid. But
I think she might have a vintage Corvette. But
Well. Anyways, in terms of combustion engine, I always think that I'm an electric car guy, and they should have been around 20 years ago. But I also think the oil companies held the MPGs back on the internal combustion engine, too. I remember when I was 18, I got my grandpa's 93 Park Avenue, and it got 27 miles to the gallon on the highway. Mm-hmm. A big sedan, you know, I loved it. And my parents, in 2020, bought a Kia Soul. And on a sticker, it said it got 35 miles of a gallon on the highway. And I'm like, in 30 years, all the better we can do is 6 miles of a gallon.
Well, here's the problem, Dan, with, you know, the potential energy that is locked up in hydrocarbon fuels, by, you know, that is released by burning them, by breaking the bonds between the carbon and the hydrogen and oxygen. That potential energy is released primarily as heat. I mean, there's a certain amount of kinetic energy when you explode those things inside the combustion chamber, but there's this massive amount of heat that is generated because it's burning, and the heat has to be is waste energy. It's lost energy, but it has to be, the car has to get rid of it. That's why you've got that whole, you know, that's why you got a radiator and, you know, all these systems. And in fact, if you get rid of that radiator, your car is in big trouble in about 30 seconds. With an electric car, there's no waste.
Right, I understand that, but I'm saying, how is it that in 30 years they couldn't come up with a better, or could get 6 more miles per gallon out of a car?
Because I think they figured out how to. I think the combustion cylinder, you know, the product of combustion.
Right. The Park Avenue had 30 more horsepower too.
Yeah, well, it also probably didn't have a catalytic converter on it. This slightly reduces gas mileage, but. But, you know, the fact of the matter is, I think, you know, internal combustion engines go back to the mid-1800s. And, you know,
sure.
Mr. Diesel was inventing those things, what, in the 1860s or 1880s? I forget the year, but, you know, they go back a long way. And I think by the 1940s or 50s or 60s, certainly, we had pretty much optimized. We had gotten all the kinetic energy we could get out of fossil fuels. And had to figure out, you know, new and novel ways to deal with the waste heat. Now with electric vehicles, you know, virtually 100% of that energy that goes in is coming back out as kinetic energy, as motion.
I agree with you, Tom, but I just can't, like, if I have a big block Chevelle with a carburetor on it, and if you press the throttle on it, you should see the amount of fuel that sprays down the carburetor, you know?
Yeah.
And now the fuel injector is atomized. It, you know, by a computer,
right?
in, you know,
which was an improvement. But it was only a 2 or 3 or 5 mile an hour, you know, mile per gallon improvement, because again, we had hit the boundaries of what was possible. Dan, I got to move along, but thank you for the conversation. It's a fascinating one. Patrick in Marietta, hey, Georgia. Hey, Patrick, you're in. Is that that's not Marjorie Taylor Greene's district, is it?
No, but it's still pretty, pretty red, I guess.
Marietta, and I know it used to be Newt's district. It was when I lived there. Anyhow, what's on your mind today?
Well, it's not as bad as then, but, well, actually, I called initially about your comments on the Ukrainian history, and but then you asked about the Supreme Court arguments, and I don't know if it's allowed, but if I could say comment on both, but in terms of Ukraine, the argument for people who, on the right or left, who are against giving support is simply that we promised it to them under Bush, a Republican president. So if you're in favor of the U.S. keeping its commitments and as well in favor of non-nuclear proliferation, this is the cost. We promised we would support them, and three countries did, England, U.S., Russia. Just so happens Russia is the one breaking the agreement and attacking them now. But that simple reason is from the history that we promised them we would defend them. And so I think that could be an argument that appeals to people on the peace side on the left, and also the MAGA crowd, unless they're going to say that Bush was an illegitimate president.
Yeah.
But
it was during Clinton. It was 94, I think, that the Budapest Accords were worked out. But in any case, yeah, we promised them that we would do this. The UK promised them that they would respect and defend the borders of Ukraine in exchange for Ukraine denuclearizing. And Russia promised them that. I mean, it's just, it's not an argument. Okay, what was the thing about the Supreme Court, real quick?
Well, they're kind of three different groups or three different arguments, you might say. One is actually the Missouri, well, it's lawyers who are not acting somehow directly for the Missouri loan servicing entity, because that's a state entity in Missouri, and so they're saying if the federal government forgives all these loans, the state of Missouri is going to lose up money. But it's not direct. Missouri entity that's suing. It's this group of lawyers somehow on behalf, so their standing is still being challenged, but that is the entity, the argument they're making. That's one side of it. And then another one is that because it's like so much money involved and touches so many million Americans, the Supreme Court, the conservative one, has developed this kind of large questions doctrine, which so that's a big deal, such a large amount of money, affecting so many Americans, it has to be specifically done by Congress, not an agency rule.
Right.
And so, but then again, standing comes up because, well, then a congressperson should be suing, but I can't imagine any congressman in their district would really want to be suing.
Right, or the House of Representatives itself should be suing. Yeah, excellent points. So, it's going to be really interesting to see how the arguments go, Patrick. Have you been following them? Have they started yet?
Trying to and listening, and then there's a group of other students who claim, well, my loan is not still being held by the federal government. It's held by some commercial agency, even though it was issued under the student loan program. So if your loan is being held by a commercial entity, then you don't qualify.
This is really about ideology, though. I mean, this is really about the Republicans saying that, if you borrowed money, you should pay it back, period, full stop, and there's nothing wrong with going in debt to go to college. And the Democrats saying people shouldn't have to go into debt to go to college.
Unless you're, a business got that loan forgiveness under PPP or 08 under the rescue plans and so forth. But if you're a regular person,
I'm with you. Well, thank you, Patrick, for the information on standing on that. I do appreciate that. Thank you so much. Rose in Chicago. Hey, Rose, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Being that for a long time you have spoken out about how the Democratic Party has been late to the game in trying to build out some kind of a media infrastructure, whether it's talk radio or whatever, to compete even barely with the Republicans, what do you think about the idea of using something simple like billboards to get the message out. Is that even possible?
Oh, yeah. And billboards are...
The billboards were probably owned by big money...
Most of the billboards in the country are owned by Clear Channel, or were. They've changed their name a couple of times, but I think the Clear Channel itself got spun off just to be in the billboard business, because I'm still seeing billboards that say, you know, owned by Clear Channel. But I frankly don't, as of this moment, I don't know. They're, you know, a decade ago, I knew what was going on with that. But billboards are cheap, and they're very effective. And I'm with you. I'd love to see an organization. The problem is raising the money. It's, you know, on the Democratic side, it's the crisis, the challenge is always raising the money. There are so many Republican billionaires who don't want their taxes to go up that they will throw money at or who don't want their industries regulated, that they will throw, you know, extraordinary amounts of money at Republican politicians or Republican political, postures and whatnot. That there's no corollary on the Democratic side.
I was going to say that, you know, when you're driving your car through the country, if you're going on vacation, and your two choices on the radio are right wing talk radio or a religious channel, you know, maybe this would be something to counter that if there were, you know, billboards along the way that gave, you know, the message that, hey, the Democrats are trying to lower your prescription prices.
Yeah.
The Democrats are doing, or even better, the Republicans, like 100% of them voted against lowering insulin. 100% of them voted against this.
Yeah, I'd love to see
it.
The other challenge with billboards is that often billboards, they sell the really high profile, you know, the billboards that you really want to get. Instead of selling month to month, they sell them annual, and sometimes even multi-year contracts. And it can be hard to crack into those markets, but I think spot on, Rose. I think you've identified.
It seems like an untapped market.
I completely agree. And Americans live in their cars. Yeah, you're absolutely right, Rose. Thank you for the call. Thanks for listening to WCPT. We'll be right back. It's 45 minutes past the hour here on the Tom Hartman Program, your media support group for We the People. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. Using the internet without ExpressVPN is like taking a call on a train or a bus on speaker for everyone to hear. You don't know who has access to your most private, sensitive information. Here's why I've been using ExpressVPN for almost a decade. Internet service providers know every single website you visit. And in the U.S., they can legally sell this information to ad companies and tech giants who then use your data to target you. You can thank Donald Trump for that. ExpressVPN creates a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so people can't peep on your online activity. Just fire up the app and click one button. Works on phones, laptops, even routers, so everyone who shares your Wi-Fi can be protected. Secure your online activity today at expressvpn.com/Tom and get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN free. That's expressvpn.com/Tom. ExpressVPN.com/THOM. ExpressVPN.com/Tom. Hi, Tom Hartman here. My Hidden History series includes 10 timely and paramount books that break down some of the biggest issues of today. The first is The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment, where I look at the real history of guns in America, had to do with slave patrols, and what we can do to limit both their lethal impact and the power of the NRA. The next is The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America, where I lay out how Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon both committed treason to become president just to put right-wingers on the Supreme Court and how the Supreme Court paid them back. The third is The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, where we look at how Hillary Clinton actually won the last election and common sense things that people can do to reclaim their rights to vote. Coming this fall is The Hidden History of Monopolies, How Big Business Destroyed the American Dream. And next spring you'll see The Hidden History of Oligarchy, The Rise of the Hard Right. That's the Hidden History series by yours truly, Tom Hartman, available wherever fine books are sold. Hey, my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, is arriving in bookstores on February 10th. I cover how the heartbeat of democracy depends on the vote. This book goes in depth on the racist legacy of our vote and the unique struggles of women and Native Americans. In part two, there's a deep dive into the economic royalists' modern war on voting. And part three is the solutions, how we get out there and get active. Pre-order now at any fine bookstore. I'm also on the road with a book tour for The Hidden History of Voting. Join me on Monday, February 17th in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series. On Wednesday, February 19th at Town Hall, Seattle. Sunday, February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 28th at Powell's in Portland. And Sunday, March 1st in Chicago. More information is available at TomHartmann.com. This book is the third in the series after The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War on Voting.
In the foreword to Tom Hartmann's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. A rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartmann's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species.
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour. Patrick in Seaside, California. Hey, Patrick, what's on your mind?
I had an update of Ron DeSantis' blast from the past, but before I get to it, getting back to Scott Adams, in the late 90s, Norman Solomon released a small little booklet, a really tiny, thin book titled The Trouble with Dilbert, How Corporate Culture Gets the Last Laugh, by Norman Solomon. But I have a blast from the past about Ron DeSantis. I just subscribed to Harper's Magazine and got the current edition. It's a red cover with a stack of books. The cover story is publishing on trial. But on pages 15 and 16, it's under the title See No Evil. It's a conversation on the podcast Eyes Left between a former Iraq war veteran and a former Guantanamo Bay detainee. And the detainee says that Ron DeSantis in 2006 was there telling the prisoners, if you have any problems, if you have any complaints, come to me, I'll look out for you. And it was when they did the force feeding and broke the hunger strike, where they were basically, I don't know, maybe putting funnels in the prisoners' mouths and just force feeding them in shore over and over again, where they were defecating themselves and vomiting. And there was Ron DeSantis, and one of them, maybe the guy himself, said, you said you'd protect us. You said you'd look out for us. He says, well, you should eat. And that Ron DeSantis was sitting there the whole time laughing and smiling. And I don't know if that's something that should get more coverage. I'm thinking the MAGA people, it would just make them love him even more. But I'm wondering if this is, it's in the current issue of Harper's, pages 15 and 16, under the title See No Evil. I'm just wondering if that should get more coverage.
I think
at least
should.
Independent
voters. Who's the author of that?
Well, it says it's a conversation. It says from a November discussion on the
Who's the author of the piece in Harper's?
It's a conversation segment from a podcast between these two people.
All right. Okay. So this is just something that Harper's generically came up with, and it's a brief piece.
Well, it says from a November discussion on the Eyes Left podcast between Mike Prisoner, spelled P-R-Y-S-N-E-R, an Iraq war veteran, and Mansour Adiafi, a former detainee at Guantanamo Bay. It says conversation.
Yeah, no, I get that. It's, but it's not, it is not part of an article that was written by somebody.
No, it's not an article. Okay. It's a segment of a conversation between the two of them from the Eyes Left podcast.
Fascinating stuff.
But yeah, he was there. DeSantis is just sitting there laughing and smiling. Well, you should eat.
Well, I subscribe to Harper, so let me check it out. I'll see what they have to say. Patrick, thanks for the heads up on that. I appreciate it. Make a note of it. Jerry in Toma, Wisconsin. Hey, Jerry, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, Tom, thank you for taking my call. I'm trying to find out, I mean, your audience and you are pretty smart people and everything, but I'd like to know if McCarthy gave those tapes to Carlson, or if Carlson asked him for them. And in the long run, the way I look at this, McCarthy's a government employee, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if a government employee gives away some secrets, which those camera spots would be, he should be up for, well, treason is when you're at war, but espionage, some kind of charges.
Well, at least theft of government property. I mean, those tapes are government property.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I'd like to know which one instigated that. I'll give you this, or will you give me that?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah.
My sense of it, based on the one interview Kevin McCarthy did where he said, I promised I would do this, was that it was a promise he made to a fellow member of Congress. So the question then is, who was that member of Congress, and did they specify Tucker Carlson, or did they specify Fox News, and McCarthy chose Tucker because Tucker and McCarthy had kind of a on and off relationship, and this was McCarthy's attempt to suck up to Tucker Carlson. And I don't know the answer to any of those questions, but you know, I think it's reasonable speculation. Great stuff, Jerry. Thank you very much. Ken in Sheridan, Colorado. Hey, Ken, it says you disagree with me about what?
Well, I'm going to hit you on the student loan, but first I want to thank you for having me on and let you know I'm no longer on Free Speech TV, as I have lost my internet.
Uh-oh.
Because I can no longer afford it. And I'm on TuneIn Radio listening to KTRC in Santa Fe.
Oh, great. Yeah. Our great. Oldest affiliate.
Yeah. So anyway, I want to hit you on the student loan relief and how it will only hurt the working poor.
Okay. Tell me.
It comes down to the fact that nobody is paid a salary or a wage, not net, not gross. They're paid a perceived and expected standard of living. And if they're living in a standard of living right now that pays off the student loans, they will work for a esteemed standard of living without the student loans. And the 1% are going to kick off inflation and recession until they weed out that money. And the only people that will take it on the chin are the working poor.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
Yes, it does. Because they won't get any relief from
anything. How does diminishing, you know, the average student debt in the United States is around $45,000, $50,000. How does diminishing that by $10,000 kick off inflation that hurts working poor people?
Because they're working for a standard of living. If they're working for a standard of living,
I don't think most people work for a standard of living. Most people work for the wages that are available to them.
Huh?
Most people work for the wages available to them. I mean, somebody who's working at 7-Eleven would love to have a standard of living where they can afford to, you know, buy a larger house and a brand new car, but they're not going to do it because the wage is not available to them.
And the reason is because you're paid a perceived standard of living.
No, you're paid what your employer believes the market defines as appropriate pay for that particular work. I mean, this is a marketplace issue. Ken, thanks. I don't follow your logic. I mean, you know, maybe I'm missing something. It happens from time to time, but it just doesn't make sense to me. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Yeah, Explore the mighty Columbia and Snake Rivers with American Cruise Lines. Visit the scenic landscapes of stunning Multnomah Falls and Mount St. Helens. We trace the historic steps of explorers Lewis and Clark as you cruise the Columbia River Gorge aboard the newest fleet of American riverboats. Relax in your private balcony while the crew provides you with the highest level of personalized service, all waiting for you to experience. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ads by going to...